Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Will, I'm fucking ready, bro.
Hell yeah. And from our conversation just moments ago, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It got even weirder.
Yeah, it did. It's a wee bit strange.
Because I was talking to one of my kids at soccer practice last night. And I was talking to one of the guys I work with. His kids also have soccer practice, but a different team, slightly different age group. But he was saying, oh, dude, you know, I was listening to your podcast about, listen to the Flat Earth one. That's kind of the only one I really listen to because I just want to check it out. But you should totally do one on the ancient aliens and using the Egyptians to dig up gold. Like, okay, that sounds fucking cool. Hell yeah. Then I told you that just a half an hour ago, and you're like,
That's literally my topic for tonight. I mean, it's not all that, but it is. It involves that. I mean, it involves that group of people. Not the Egyptians, by the way. Close. Close, I guess.
Not the Egyptians.
There's fucking Scandinavians,
the Swedish.
Man.
Dude is also telling me that there's a plan currently, like now there's a plan with Bill and the Melinda Gates Foundation or something. Bill Gates is involved in some fashion, but they want to do it in that area, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, you know, that whole kind of conglomeration. They want to put dust particles in the air to block the sun a little bit, to cool off the earth a little bit. Like, that's a fucking horrible idea. One.
Well, I know that's a thing. I know that it's been talked about. It is a horrible idea because we discussed what the issue is here.
Yeah, just wait a couple minutes. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, what are you drinking for tonight's craziness?
Well, I figured, you know, it's funny. My wife took the kids over to the shop tonight.
The motorcycle shop.
Yeah, and she said, well, what are you going to have? And I said, you know, I named a couple of beers that I have here. And then I passed her on my way to the beer store.
Okay.
And she's probably thinking, this lying motherfucker. So I stopped her. I swung around and I stopped her. I said, I forgot to get, there was a beer I wanted to get for this episode because it deals with space and rogue planets and aliens and gods. And so I went out and I got me a Space Otter American Pale Ale by Miss Pillion Brewing.
Ooh, nice.
These gods or aliens or Nephilim or whatever you want to call them, they're not otters. But this is the closest I could find to a fucking Nephilim beer.
Probably not otters. Nephilim.
Yeah, not otters. What are you having?
Well, that's kind of what I was going for myself with something. Well, you told me what your topic was, and, you know, I didn't do the research on it because that was for you. So I got something that was a bit spacey involved, and I know I've had this one before. It's the Elysian Space Dust IPA.
Brother, let me tell you what. I had that one night, and the dude at work told me, take it easy with them. Well, I didn't, okay? And I got fucked up. I got a six-pack. I don't know. I think I only had, like, five. And I felt like total shit the next day. What is the fucking alcohol? 8?
8.2.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it before, and I felt like shit.
The hopping is pure Starglow energy with Chinook to bitter and late and dry additions of Citra and Amarillo.
The problem is, it's good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not one of those. Typically, when you get to that amount of alcohol content, it gets a little funky. This is good.
Yeah, I liked it. And that was the problem.
Yeah. Space dust. We're all made of star stuff.
That's what they say.
And I was also just reading a thing that said, the likelihood, and if you drink a glass of water, the likelihood that this is that water has passed through a dinosaur at some point in history is 100%. So we're made up of star stardust, no, star stuff and dinosaur piss.
Okay, I mean, if dinosaurs are even real, I don't fucking know. You're telling me they're fucking real? They just recently were like, you know what? We're wrong. They're not lizards. They all had feathers. They're fucking birds.
They're big-ass chickens.
Science, what are you doing, you idiots? Do you know what you're doing?
Oh, man.
How do you know what that fucking thing looked like?
So we're going to have atheists, but they're going to be against science. Non-believers of science.
Yeah, what would they be? Conspiracy theorists? That's not true. Conspiracy theorists just call out the scientists when it seems a little fucky.
Yeah.
Seems a little bullshitty.
I guess we could go down a whole road on dinosaurs, but we're not.
No, maybe we'll cover it 1 week. Maybe one of us will cover dinosaurs 1 week.
Bones are dumb.
They only got 6 bones and they recreated an entire T-Rex. What the fuck?
Right. And if you take the bones of a flamingo, just a flamingo, and if you just start there, the crazy shit you could make from just the bones of a flamingo.
I saw a picture of a whale spine washed up on shore today on Reddit, and if you would have found that by itself, you could have said, okay, this is clearly the spine of a giant. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? I mean, I'm sure there's a process that we don't fucking understand. But it seems a little like we know and you don't know. It should just listen to us.
Don't tell them we're full of shit. We don't know what the fuck is going on. Just don't tell anybody.
Shit, you got a hot mic, dude. You got a hot mic. Fuck. Everyone's in the crowd like, what?
Hold up.
What the fuck?
Dr. Alan Grant, are you okay? You just stroke out?
Do you mean to tell me Bill Nye is not actually a science guy? Just jumping all like out of the fucking windows. No,
that can't be right. You can find us on podchaser.com/bringontheweird, Apple Podcasts. Go to both of them. Give us 5 stars on both. If you don't have Apple stuff, then don't worry about Apple Podcasts. That's what Podchaser is for. We have 960 some followers on Podchaser.
And yet we don't have 900 some listens per episode. I'm disappointed in you folks.
Interesting. If everybody just listened to one episode. Maybe they did. Maybe they're just making their way through. Gotta tell you, dude, the CERN episode is doing fucking great currently.
Well, that's good because I did terrible at researching it. That's probably our numbers will tank now because they're like, that guy is an idiot.
What the hell happened? But I still see no reason why everybody can't give us 5 stars and just tell us random stuff. Don't review the show. For God's sakes, don't review the show. Just tell us random stuff. Like,
I like turtles.
That's fine. Yeah. That's good.
If you do like turtles, if you don't like turtles, do not fucking say you like turtles. We don't want no fucking liars here.
No liars. Set up when you're doing it. Don't lie down when you're doing it. That's a joke I've been telling the kids over and over and over. Are you lying? No, I'm sitting right here.
They're like, Dad, shut the fuck up. I'm going to murder you one day. Fucking Menendez brothers, you.
You ever been hit in the face with a meatball, Dad? You're about to be hit in the face with a meatball.
I've never been hit in the face with a meatball because I always catch them in my mouth. They've never succeeded in actually hitting my face. It always just hits my fucking mouth. Ow!
Ow! Stupid human tricks. Facebook.com, Instagram, Twitter, we're on all the things. We have a huge fan base on Pandora. I don't know how.
Yeah, me. I mean, that's our number one platform, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I didn't even know Pandora was still a thing.
Yeah, I don't. But anyway, that's freaking cool. Now, tell us about the merch.
Yeah, if you want some merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com and just search it. You can find us. Search Bring on the Weird.
Mm-hmm. Do you hate commercials?
I fucking hate commercials.
Some people call them ads.
Yeah, like kids.
And then in Europe, there are advertisements.
And they use aluminium foil.
We're not making fun of them. We're just ignorant to the fact somebody has said something differently than us.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Anyway, patreon.com/reonthewierd. And there you can give us $2 a month and drop all those ads and advertisements and the commercials, whatever you want to call them today.
Mm-hmm. Just fucking get rid of them. Gone.
Oh, and you get the episode a day sooner. How about it?
What would you not love? You know what? I'm for real, because I'm sick of fucking editing and trying to get it up for Patreon. I'm about to just start putting them up there fucking unedited as soon as we're done. Just post that motherfucker up there. You want the episode fucking a week early?
Oh.
That's what I'm about to start doing.
Unedited. Uncut.
Hear all our farts and our burps and our ums and our sniffles and all our beers opening.
Forget the Snyder cut. It's the Elijah cut.
Uh-oh.
And then it's 10 minutes of break. We'd say we're going to the break. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes it's long as hell and it's just random shit in there. So there you go.
I'd cut the break. I'd cut that out.
Come on. It's supposed to be full on, bigger, better, and uncut.
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it and see what we think. That's everything, right?
Yeah, that's everything, I think.
All right.
On with the show. Where are you taking us?
Well, I'm going to take you so, so far back, dude.
Far back?
Yeah, far back. We're going to hop in a Wayback Machine, and we're going to go to about 5,000 BC.
That's far.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's close if time is not linear. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a circle. Maybe it's close.
It's right over there.
Yeah, we might be about 6 degrees away from it.
Kevin Bacon, hello?
We're going to talk about, well, first, I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk about the ancient Sumerians first.
Ooh.
And I don't, you know, not a lot about them. I just, you know, I jotted some notes here, but this has been a topic that's, I don't think anybody knows a lot about, but. So, Sumer is where the Sumerians were located, and it flourished in Mesopotamia, which is now modern day Iraq, and they flourished around 4500 BC.
Okay.
They believe they were created around 5000 BC.
Who were created? The Sumerians?
The Sumerians. They believe they were created by the Anunnaki.
Whoa, hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, so we'll get there. We'll get there. So, they had a bunch of cities in that area. It wasn't just one city where they just... So they had a bunch. And according to their writings, they believed that each one of their cities was guarded by its own god.
Hell yeah.
So it was not monotheism like, you know, Christians. Like ancient Greece and, you know, Norse mythology and all that. There was many, many gods.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that? I mean, if it's monotheism for one god, is it considered polytheism? That sounds fun.
It sounds right to me. Polytheistic?
I don't know. I just kind of made that up because poly means many or a bunch.
It might be. I don't know. It sounds right to me. We'll go with it.
All right.
So their creation belief, it was found on a tablet in Nippur. Or Nippur.
No, you're talking about nipples and peepees. You just calm down. This is a family clear channel radio. Calm down.
Nipper and Nippur. It was a Mesopotamian city, and that city was founded around 5000 BC. So that city was founded around 5000 BC. Who knows when the tablet was created?
Mm.
It could have been created before that, and they just carried it, you know, like the fucking Ten Commandments. They just carried it to wherever. I don't know.
Just carrying big-ass stones everywhere. Moses, what are you doing? Take a break, dude. Are you Sisyphus? That was a while before that. Just give it a minute. So 5000 BC, time is so fucking weird. when they change stuff. So 5,000 BC, it counts down, for those who are unaware, BC counts down to zero, and then from zero is where what we're living in now, AD. So from right now, 5,000 BC was 7,021 years ago.
Correct. Yep.
Some people think the Earth is only 2,000 years old. Like, yeah, what? Hey. What's wrong with you?
Look, we don't judge, man. If you think that, come on the show, fight your case. Let us know what's up.
All right.
You know, we had a flat earther on. Now, let's get a young earther on, you know? The Sumerians, they believe that Earth was originally ruled by these human-like gods. And they also considered Earth the seventh planet.
What, did they start? Did they count them from the outside in?
We don't know, but that would make sense. Because if you're coming from outside of the solar system, you got Pluto 1, Neptune 2, Uranus 3, Saturn 4, Jupiter 5, Mars 6, Earth 7.
Damn.
But why the Sumerians wouldn't know that?
Right.
Unless a force came in from outside and told them they were on the seventh planet.
Oh, shit. Because even just a handful of centuries ago from right now, people were like, meh, everything revolves around Earth.
Yeah. I mean, we're humans. We think everything revolves around us, right?
Think? I know it does. Are we the only ones out there? Of course we are. No, we're not.
Not a chance. I said that they showed up and they told them that they were the seventh. Not true, because they weren't even around yet.
Who weren't? Sumerians?
The Sumerians, yeah.
Okay.
Because they were not created yet. So the Sumerians believe that these gods arrived on Earth, and there was a lot of work to do. And, you know, the gods, they started doing this work to make it habitable. They started mining for materials and shit. And the gods were like, fuck this. This is a lot of work. I'm fucking exhausted. I should be being fed grapes by my servants or whatever they did. I don't know. So they went and they started complaining to Anu, who was the god of the gods.
Okay.
And they're like, look, dude, come on, man. We're doing too much work. This isn't fair. And Anu was like, hey, I feel you, dude. You're right. It's not fair. So Anu's son, who was Enki, he proposed that they create a new being to do the work for them.
Interesting.
And that's when they came up with the idea to create man. When I say man, I mean
Homo sapien. Bipedal beings with opposable thumbs.
Correct. So to make these beings, they killed a god. They sacrificed a god.
That sounds very Viking.
They they did that, and then they mixed the god's blood with clay, and then, boop, you got yourself a man. A human. Actually, it was a man at first.
Well, and then there's the whole rib thing. We heard that before.
Yeah, it does kind of, I mean, I didn't want it to turn into a whole Bible episode, a Sumerian Bible episode, so I didn't put the entire story. I do have a link to, like, how Zechariah Sitchin, who is one of the, I don't want to say leading researchers. He's one of the few who says he can translate these tablets. Like, if you're the only one who can do something, how can anybody prove you wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I swear it says all men deserve BJs every single morning as an alarm clock.
Right there. It's the second commandment right there.
I just see a bunch of little marks on here. I don't know if that's true. I am the leading researcher on this, and it says so, right? The Anunnaki said so.
Your kids will believe anything you say until you're proven wrong.
Holy crap, dude. I got so scared because we were talking about BJs in the morning, and you're like, your kids will believe anything you say. Holy shit. But that's true. The kids will believe anything.
Yeah, that's why they're like, nah, dad, you're a liar. No, dude, I'm sitting right here.
I am not lying down.
They're like, hold on. They gotta unpack that. Hold on. He's not lying down. He's, what's happening? This goddamn dad joke shit. It's gotta stop someday.
And then they give you the fucking people's elbow. Boom.
The meatballs go flying.
So the first humans, they were created in Eden.
Oh, I know that place. I've read about it.
Yeah. That's a Sumerian word, by the way. Eden. I think it's E-D-I-N.
We had to fuck it up, huh?
It's a Sumerian word for flat terrain.
Here we go.
Which was located between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which is where they believe the Garden of Eden is, or was, located as well.
Oh, I thought you were going with flat earth in there somewhere.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. I'm pretty sure they knew the earth wasn't flat back then.
Because they counted the spheres on the way to the earth. They're like, oh, this one's all right.
Yeah, that.
Not too cold. It's not too hot. We'll write a story about that someday.
They're like, what's that dinner plate over there? Let's land on it.
Just out of nowhere. There's just this flat thing covered in a little bit of land and a bunch of water.
They couldn't even see it at first because it was sideways. They were flying. It just sliced them in half like they flew through a fucking knife.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Okay.
So at first, these humans, they were not able to reproduce.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So Enki, who is Anu's son, the god of gods' son, he fixed it. I don't know how he fixed it. I don't know if he gave them the reproductive organs at that point, or if he just maybe the necessary fluids.
Hey, Anki, what do you got there? It's just some leftover clay. Just stick it between the legs right there. It's fine. Gravity will do the rest.
Wait, why are you rolling them up to fit into the other one? Wait, what's going on here? No, oh, nothing.
You've seen grapes, right? It's just a seed bag. You know, two peas in a pod. It's just a seed bag down there. Gravity. There's going to be gravity. The other guy will figure it out later on. Don't worry about it right now.
Why are you making a sausage? So, this new man was called Adapa.
That was the most divine dick joke we've ever done.
So, yeah, the new man, Adapa. Pretty close to Adam. I don't know. Here comes Enlil, and he's Enki's brother, and he's pretty fucking pissed off.
Older or younger brother? That makes a difference.
Actually, I don't know. If you're a god, does it fucking matter? Maybe they're twins. I don't know. I don't know. It's probably in there somewhere. I listened to two fucking books about this topic.
Really?
Two fucking books. One was 10 hours. One was 13 fucking hours. The 13-hour one, I almost killed myself three fucking times listening to it because it sounded like I was listening to Ancient Aliens on tape. I hated it. I wanted to die.
See, the subliminal message was that you needed to ascend, and you fought that the whole time.
Yeah, I guess when Anunnaki come back, they're going to kill me, probably.
You didn't ascend? You listened to the whole thing? You didn't ascend?
Enlil was pretty fucking pissed because he was like, look, we don't want these humans to reproduce because we see how they be fucking, all right? And they're just going at it. You think the rabbits are going fast? Look at these motherfuckers. And they're just popping babies out. He didn't want it because he was like, look, these things are pretty powerful. You know, they may not realize it yet, but
parasites.
They're part us. You know, they're part us. These fucking humans are part us. So we don't want them to grow in numbers. And then that's when Enlil became, he was regarded as man's enemy or our adversary. Or, in Christianity, probably the devil.
He was a fallen angel, Michael.
Or, Norse mythology, Loki. I don't know.
Okay. It's all coming together.
It's really strange how a lot of mythology, religions, all that, they all follow kind of a really close story.
Well, the legends, it's kind of, it's not. Yeah, there's a formula. I don't know if it's the hero's journey formula, but it seems like there's a pretty overarching formula. There's the all father, the all God, the omnipotent one. And there's always this fucky son who's doing crazy shit. And they're like, oh, the son's doing crazy shit. Then he's got to redeem himself somehow. Brothers and all that.
Did Jesus Christ have to redeem himself? I don't know about that. Was that him coming back to life? Redemption, baby. You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know about maybe not redeem, but was there had to prove himself? Or he
I guess that, I guess that's kind of proof. When they kill you and you just pop up. Ew, wait. Hey. Remember when you put those nails in me, buddy? You're going to hell. You're fucked. So don't even pray to me or my dad.
Look at this. They're going to name these marks after something. Look, stigmata. Look at this. It's a problem now. Look what you did.
Stigmata sounds like a fucking pasta. Yeah, I'll take a bowl of stigmata, please. And a glass of red?
It's not on the menu at Olive Garden.
The fucking heresy and,
You're going to hell, and you're going to hell, and you're going to hell.
They also, on one of their tablets, have written a story about a flood to wipe out man.
Of course they did. That's another fine theme in everything that's happening.
But one of the kings was tipped off by Enki. And Enki told him, to build a boat to save the lives.
Dude.
You're crazy, I've heard that right? Story.
I've heard that story too.
Yeah, I think who was it? Judas built the boat?
Judas.
Yeah, probably not that guy, right?
It sounds like who tipped him off?
Enki.
Enki tipped him off.
Yeah, Enki is the one who created them. He gave them dicks and stuff.
who's the brother? Duplo?
And Lil.
See, he's Judas. He just starts putting shit in around. He is the devil's advocate. He's just fucking around with stuff. Is he the one that decided on the flood?
I don't know who. I want to say it was Anu.
Okay. That's dad.
Well, he's the god of gods. Who the fuck do you think made the flood before? It was God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you think? It was the fucking cousin?
Cousin of God.
Hey, Mark, what do you think we should do with these guys? I don't know. Fucking put a lot of water down there or something. I don't They don't have gills. So, you know, they can only swim so long. They don't have a lot of stamina. They don't have flippers. So just put a lot of water down there. And
the Mark gets on his ham radio. He's like, Noah, listen. Dad's flipping out. Build a boat.
I was just joking. I didn't think he was actually going to make it rain for 40 fucking days and nights, man.
That's too many.
Your crops are fucked.
Dirt. Ain't no dirt. This is water world. Kevin Costner. Where's he at? You can save everybody.
What do you want to do? You want to take a break and we'll get back to some of these inventions that the Sumerians got?
All right. By the Euphrates River. By the Euphrates River.
Oh, shit. Copyright strikes.
That's just lyrics. It doesn't even sound close. They can't put my voice over Mr. Nookie's voice.
Oh, you know what? Stand by. I know what that background noise is.
Yeah, fuck it up.
Just two seconds. I'm in the basement, but that other basement door that we have down here?
Yeah.
It leads into the furnace and the washer, dryer, and all that other shit. It was partway open. So if anything's running in there, I end up with this low,
low rumble.
Yeah, which sometimes it comes out when you truncate silence, and sometimes it's a little too much, and it won't, and it sounds weird, and...
It's a whole thing.
Bah.
Well, what I was singing there for you was, I think it's just called Mesopotamia by Mr. Nicky, N-I-C-K-Y, and my daughter actually introduced that to me years ago. When she started a world history class, and it's a catchy tune. So if you want to listen to it, Mesopotamia rap, if you just go to YouTube and look up Mesopotamia rap, then you'll find it. And it's informational and it's catchy. It's a good time.
Word.
Microsoft Word.
That's what I'm using right now for my notes.
Where we excel.
Fuck you, Bill Gates. All right. Before the break, I said, do you want to take a break and then I'll come back and tell you about their inventions? Well, here we are. We're back, and I'm about to tell you about their inventions.
We're going to invent. Now, this was 4,500 BC, 4,500 years before we're introduced to the one Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
You think they went to hell? Like, how did that work?
They're waiting.
If you sinned, you couldn't just pray? You know what I mean? Like, Christians think you can just pray to forgive my sins. But before Jesus, what happened to those fucks? You lie one time as a fucking three-year-old and you just get sent straight to hell?
Straight to hell.
I feel like that's a little unfair.
But I mean, how about Jehovah's Witnesses? What happens when they get to heaven? You can't sin once. Well, they get up there and there's, I don't know if it's St. Peter for the Jehovah's when they get to their heaven or what. And like, oh, you sin that one time. Next. Like, where do you go? You just like stand next to the gate? What's going on? You can't get your ham sandwich because you're not in line for the sandwich line or no soup for you. You just stand over there. Wait. Purgatory outside the gates. There's just a bunch of people congregating out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do they not believe in hell?
I don't know. But like, is there a gray area? Like, you just sin that one time. You were washing it in the shower and it went off. And now that's a sin.
Yeah, I mean.
So is it that bad? Like, if you murder somebody, yeah, that's pretty fucking bad, dude. You should probably straight to hell. All the gravity on you to hell.
Yeah, are there like degrees of sin?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're just, I don't know, you get a little angry one time, punched a wall, and you didn't absolve for that one, go stand over there, buddy. Nope, over there. There was that show with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Nope, go over there. They'll figure it out.
I just forgot to ask for forgiveness, man, for that one. I'm sorry. I asked for forgiveness for all of the other ones.
Right.
Can you just let me slide? Nah, dude. If I let you slide, I got to let all these other fucks slide. Okay. And that's not on my watch. Not on my watch. You saw some badass bouncers down there on Earth? Motherfucker, you haven't seen shit yet.
You're about to get a divine beating.
Divine beating. So these inventions. Did you know they invented the fucking wheel?
Oh, well, that was a while ago. If it was them.
Yeah. They invented the wheel. They also invented mass-produced pottery.
Like Henry Ford assembly line?
It was like this kind of wheel thing that they invented, which would like crank out pots. And it was essentially Tupperware. It was for the workers to put their rations in for the day. It was essentially Tupperware.
It was a lunchbox. It's fucking awesome.
It was Tupperware. You're fucking crazy. They invented it.
4,500 years before we started keeping track of years.
Yeah. They invented writing.
Ooh.
But not... They didn't invent it to tell stories or anything like that. They invented it to keep track of the goods that they were making and selling. They're like, fuck those stories. This is a business model. I'm Mark Cuban over here. I made this. I sold this. Give me my money. Where's my money?
I'm going to calculate this on my abacus. Shh, shh, shh. It's right there. Saved on the abacus.
Abacus? That's the name of my son. Get away from that river, abacus. They invented hydraulic engineering.
Hold up. That sounds technical as shit. Millennium.
I mean, it was very impressive. They learned to use the rivers that they were seated between to their advantage. So they carved canals so they could water their crops. And they even created these like gates out of like sticks and mud and shit to control the water flow.
What? As a modern human, I only thought that happened within, like, on this side of the 2,000 years that we have been keeping track of time. Canals and those kinds of tools. You know, maybe the first couple hundred years was just pure fucking chaos. But then we're binging the Viking show, and that was like 862 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they had boats and bows and arrows, and I guess the Franks had crossbows, possibly, unless it's some sort of crazy shit with...
My boss's name is Frank.
It's all coming together. I knew it.
Synchronicity, man! So they also invented the plow. But not just the plow. They also... It came with a manual to tell farmers how... Well, they also invented... It didn't come with a manual. They invented the plow and a manual to tell farmers how and when to use different kinds of plows.
I mean, these dudes were... They were messing around.
It sounds insane, right?
They invented instructions.
Yeah. They invented, like... It was like a catalog. Like, you want this plow? This is... You're going to need this plow for the fucking spring. This plow for the summer. And are you going to use... Like, it's insane.
They get the Sumerian Sears catalog out there.
They invented textile mills. And I didn't put what that means in my notes for whatever reason. Maybe I forgot.
That's fabrics and stuff, right? Like, they...
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how... They invented textile mills. Like, what did they do specifically? They were the first to mass produce bricks. So they made a mold and then they filled it with clay. And obviously it wasn't as strong as, you know, stone or whatever, but they could make a fucking bazillion of these things.
That seems so crazy. You say that they invented bricks and this was 4,000 to 4,500 years before Christ, that's what BC is, but we have still built many, many, many buildings with modern day bricks. Even now, we're still doing it, really.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's not out of clay.
Not granite. I don't think, bricks.
Right? Yeah. I was hoping you would make the joke because I didn't know how I could turn around and make the same joke after I said it. But yeah, I mean... I'm still not even done. They invented metallurgy.
They used copper. What?
Yeah, they used copper to make art. They made spearheads, chisels, fucking razors. They made razors, dude.
You couldn't just go running around with just a... Imagine not every being able to cut your hair or shave ever. So like starting at puberty. 12, 13, 14, 15. I guess at that point it was lucky if you didn't start growing hair on your face before you were 17, because then you just grow it for the next 50 years.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I mean, you got to chisel down a rock and like kind of slice it off, right?
If you have a sword, you're just like, okay, I'm going to the barber. And he just brings out this two-handed broadsword.
Or he's got one guy. You know, he's standing there, he's holding it, and he just picks it up and just fucking swings like he's, you know, like he's at the fucking fair, and he's trying to hit the, you know what I'm talking about? The fucking ding!
And he just impales you right in the top of the head. Well?
Oh, shit, it's my first day!
Destiny was calling him.
Ah, Anu.
Please forgive me.
So they also invented math.
Math?
Math. Yeah, mathematics.
Oh, not methadone.
No, not math. No. So it used to be they would just mark one hatch per one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Whatever. But the Sumerians, they used this formal numbering system. It was based off of units of 60. And I tried to put this kind of shit in my notes. I didn't understand it. But the historians and all that, they understand it. And they're like, this is really advanced shit. So if you guys want to look it up, you can literally type ancient Sumerians mathematics. And you can find all the shit on it that I don't understand.
Nice.
And then, holy fuck, we're this far in?
Yeah. Do you want to do two parts? We ain't ever done that yet. For a single person topic? I could totally see this rolling into what I talked about with my topic. could almost be a whole series.
I mean, we could. I mean, this episode might be a little short. The second episode might be a little short, but
it's up to you. Do you think you get enough left still for a whole another episode?
I mean, I can add more, dude. I mean, actually, I have a website here where I explain the whole creation of the universe as explained by Zachariah Sitchin.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and there's also a fucking Nancy Leader who was told by the fucking aliens that Nibiru was coming. And then she better get right with the fucking Anu, because shit was about to go down, brother.
I mean, that sounds like foreshadowing to me. Do you want to... You still guys, how many Sumerian things you could talk about? It just seems...
I'm literally on my last Sumerian note here, but we can end it on this because it's the end of the Sumerians.
Okay. I mean, then you got all kinds of other stuff you could talk about. I don't... It's cool with me. We ended here making a part two. And like this one just be, I don't know, Mesopotamia, Sumerians. We'll figure out that logistics, but
I mean, you could still do your topic next week and then do my part two the week after, whatever. I mean, however, we'll figure it out. We'll cut all this bullshit out. You guys don't want to hear this stupid shit, or we won't cut it out. Who knows?
Go for it. What's the last one?
So there's some debate on what happened to the Sumerians, and it was around 2000 BC. Some believe that they just disappeared. They were just gone, like maybe
Mayans?
Yeah. I mean, sort of Mayan-esque. You know, some people believe maybe they were abducted, the whole lot of them, taken by the Anunnaki.
Oh, shit. So they got to a point. I mean, I guess it's good, little science fiction kind of thing, but they got to a point. They got to a level of intelligence that the Anunnaki were like, you are ready.
Yeah. Did I say that we were supposed to mine gold for them to fix their atmosphere?
No. Who? What? Where are the Anunnaki coming from? Whose atmosphere?
Well, actually, you know what? That might come up in part two, actually. I know, okay. I put it in my notes. I don't know why it didn't come up yet, but it must come in later. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the ancient Sumerians in a nutshell. But so some believe that they disappeared, and then some say that they were conquered by the Akkadians, who were led by Sargon the Great.
That motherfucker.
Who the fuck do you think you are, you bastard? Just look, these are fucking brilliant people. He's like, you know what? I want that fucking, what is that round thing that makes your chariots?
Nerds.
What is that?
Nerds. Nerds. Look at all this stupid nerd shit.
Typical fucking school shit. The jock comes in, gets all the girls, takes your fucking science fair project. He's like, I did this.
Well, we're number 7. Bullshit. We're number 1.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, so some say that they were conquered by the Akkadians, and it later turned into Babylon. And they can still see a lot of Sumerian shit in Babylon culture, Babylonian inventions, and not inventions, but the way they invented like the calendar and shit like this, dude. Not Babylonians, but like, and the number 12 comes up a lot, which is weird because there's 12 months in our year.
That didn't happen right away.
What's that?
12 months.
No. I'm saying that maybe it's ingrained, maybe the 12 thing, because there's 12 main gods as well.
Okay.
And in order to be a god, one of the gods has to die or be kicked out, and then you get promoted into, there's 12 gods. There cannot be any more. There cannot be any less.
Oh, shit.
12 is very important here. There's, you know, like I said, there's 12 months in our year. There's roughly 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of night. There's a lot of 12 shit going on. 60 as well. There's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour.
60 hours in a day.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it, dude. Sometimes it feels like there's only 6 hours in a weekend.
No shit.
What the fuck?
Oh shit, come home from work on Friday night. Blink. Now it's Monday morning.
I told my wife, we just had a, you know, because I work every other weekend. We just had a weekend off together. And she took Friday off, which was, it was cool. You know, we hung out. We went to a brewery. You know, we had sort of like a date day. And then I told her it might have been Friday evening or maybe Saturday. It must have been Friday. And I said, look, we're going to fucking blink. It's going to be 6 or 7 p.m. on Sunday. And she was like, don't say that. Be positive. And I was like, look, it happens every time, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I try to enjoy it, but it goes so fucking fast. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. And it happened.
It sure did.
I was going to say something a minute ago when you were talking about hours and minutes and days and all that. It's gone now.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, man.
It's all right. So is that what you want to do then? You want to make this part one?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
I've thought about this moment. When we started doing our own topics, I'm like, man, this is going to come. We're going to come to a point where we're going to do, somebody's going to have something so beefy, so juicy, it's going to need more than one.
MK Ultra. That's going to need probably more than one part. Unless we just fucking graze over a bunch of shit, but you can't, with something like that, you can't really graze over things.
No. I don't know if too many topics could lend themselves well to, all right, well, you take this topic, this part of this craziness, and I'll take this other part of this craziness, and we'll blend it.
Oh, sure, it can. I mean, we could do one where, I mean, just like this one, we could have split this up. You could have taken the ancient Sumerian route, and then I could have taken. What the fuck? I could have taken the
J.R.R. Tolkien.
I could have taken the Nibiru and Anunnaki part. You know, something like that. Is that what you're saying? Like, you take, it's one topic, but you take part of it, and I take part of it, and then,
right,
do full episodes on it. Like, you do your full Sumerian episode, and then I do the full Anunnaki episode.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. That's actually, I mean, well, we could tease it, whatever. That's what I was thinking with the Book of Enoch and the Arcturians. Because that's,
oh yeah,
that's what I'm going for next, is either one or both or some kind of crazy combination, or we break it up.
Are they the Archons?
Don't know.
Okay.
Arcturians are, they almost seem like they are the hippies of the universe. They're like, hey man, just love one another. Come to the fifth dimension, man.
Yeah, the Archons hate us and they want to kill us.
Oh yeah, totally different.
And they want to like eat us or something. Okay.
You know Jesus? Yeah, we named him something different. Come to the fifth dimension, man.
Fun. Let's go. Let's check it out.
All right. Man, we did all the social shit in the beginning, so I guess we're good, right?
Yeah, seems like it.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.